In this studio, Galileo by the Indigo Girls from their lovely album Rites of Passage. And would you believe it, one of the Indigo Girls is on the phone as we speak. Amy Ray, hi, welcome to Triple J. Where are you?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, which is southern eastern United States.
Amy, is that your home or are you playing there at the moment?
No, this is my home. This is my hometown.
Uh-huh. Are you both from there?
I'm originally from Atlanta, and Emily is originally from Connecticut, and she moved down here when she was really young, so she calls herself an Atlanta native.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gee whiz, you got the Olympics coming up, but that's another topic altogether. We love that song, Galileo, here at Triple J, and in fact, our listeners love it as well. It's a very interesting subject for a pop song, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it is. Emily just... she comes up with these things, you know. She was talking to a friend about reincarnation, and I think she felt like Galileo was a symbol of a higher soul, so she used him as the central figure in the song.
Mm-hmm. Amy, every time I play it here on this radio station, we get calls here, people saying, who is that? Who is those girls singing? Is it doing well for you elsewhere, that song, or the record, in fact?
It's doing well in the States, and it's doing well in Canada, but we're not that well known in the European countries, and we've never been to Japan, and we've never been to Australia, so we're very much of an American act right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I think that'll slowly change. I think you're definitely making a mark here anyway. You've got some amazing people working on this album, I notice, having gone into a bit of depth, knowing that I'm going to be talking to you. To name a few, Jackson Browne and David Crosby on that track alone. Are they friends of yours?
Yeah, they are. As a matter of fact, they're good friends, and we love them, and we wanted their energy on the record, and so we asked them to sing on the record, and it worked out. It was a fun time.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, the whole album, I notice, is peppered with some very well-known people from all sorts of different places within the music industry. Would you care to drop a few names?
Well, they're all great people, and we used a lot of people that weren't well known as well, that are friends, and so that was pretty neat. One of the drummers, Budgie from Susie and the Banshees, is someone that I had always wanted to play with, and he lent a lot to the record. The Roaches are friends of ours, and they did the backup vocals on Airplane, and they mm-hmm. actually did the arrangement as well for that song.
It's a gorgeous song.
Yeah, it's very fun. And we did it live, so it really, you know, it added a lot of pizzazz mm-hmm. to the whole experience.
And Amy, the producer sounds like a very unlikely chap to be working with you girls.
Yeah, Peter Collins. He's people don't really get it with him. He's known for heavy metal, but in actuality, he's just a very musical guy who did some really successful rock and roll albums, but he's done a lot of other kinds of music, and people just don't know about it. He's great. He's a great person. He's very upbeat and very positive spiritually, and he's got a great ear.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was surprised to hear that he'd previously produced Queensryche, a really gothic band, and Alice Cooper, of all people.
Well, yeah, but you know, the music side of those bands is really solid, and Queensryche is a solid band as far as the musicianship, and I think that's Peter's main interest, is working with musicians who are actually good at playing their instrument.
Amy, you and Emily seem to sing so incredibly well together. You often find the best harmonies between sisters and brothers. Are you two related?
No, we're not. We've known each other for a long time. We're good friends, and we're just lucky.
Yeah, really. Your voices fit so beautifully together. I also read that all the packaging around your album, Rites of Passage, is on recycled paper. Is that sort of stuff important to you?
Yeah, that's very important to us. It is. I don't know. We just feel like as people, you know, living in the world, we should do what we can to give back to the community and that includes our environment. And so we're trying to be as responsible as possible and trying to encourage other people to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Amy, just finally, are we likely to see you in Australia anytime soon, please?
Well, we really want to come to Australia, and we've been wanting to come for about 3 years. I mean, ever since we heard of the possibility that one day we might get to go to Australia. So I'm hoping that in the next year we get to go over there, and I'm looking forward to it, because it's, from what I've seen in pictures and read, it's a beautiful place.
It is indeed, and we look forward to you coming very much. I know that a lot of the Triple J listeners would join with me in urging you to come as soon as you possibly can.
All right.
So nice to talk to you, Amy. I might play another song. This is your song. I notice a very distinctive difference between the songs that you write and the songs that Emily writes. Hers are the sort of, I don't know, softer, more whimsical perhaps, and yours have got a harder edge. Would I be right?
Yeah, you'd be very right. That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. So this one I love of yours, called Chicken Man. Got a story for that?
Yeah. Chicken Man is a person that used to live on the side of the highway, on this small highway that goes from Houston, Texas to Austin, Texas. And he used to sell a bunch of junk on the side of the road, and he had a big giant sign that was spray painted with the word Chicken Man, and that was his name. And I met him after a long journey, and he was sort of an enlightened soul, and so I used him as a symbol of of a saving grace type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Nice story. Amy Ray, nice to talk to you today. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.